Single-family home sales in Connecticut rose by 8.5% in October compared to October 2015 with 2,830, according to the latest report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. I'm Joe Corrier, and here with me is Timothy Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
So to start, single-family home sales haven't dipped below 2,800 in six consecutive months. Do you believe the streak can be sustained?
In a word, no, it won't continue. That's because the market, that's not because the market's going to tank. It's just that it's simply because the real estate market is very seasonal. Every year, the number of homes sold reaches a peak in the summer and then reaches its low point in the winter. This year, sales peaked in August at 3,698. Last year, the peak was in July with 3,795. Now, the low point this year was January with 1,721 homes sold. The seasonality of the market has to do with the weather, with window dressing, perhaps, for homes for sale, the holidays, and the school year. Most people don't want prospective home buyers trooping through their homes around Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, dates like that. So not many home sales close in January. People want to have their kids in the same school for the full year, so they close on a new home in August. Homes look better, and home shopping is more agreeable in the spring instead of in the dead of winter. That means more homes close over the summer after the spring market has peaked.
I see. Median sales prices for single-family homes remained favorable this fall, though. Is there any indication of that slowing down?
Well, median prices for the whole state have increased modestly in the past 3 months. But we have seen a decline in the first four months of the year. We find that these bumps and dips in price to be within a small range. The past 3 months have shown gains of about 2% in each of the months. The biggest monthly decline was 4.8% in July. For the first 10 months of the year, prices have slipped about 0.6%. I would characterize prices as generally stable, not too much volatility, and that keeps homes affordable. The median for 2016 is likely to end up somewhere around $245,000. At the peak of the market in 2007, it was $295,000. So on average, homes are selling about $50,000 cheaper this year. Quite a bargain, all things considered.
Well, lastly, condominium sales have averaged 693 through October 2016. That's the largest amount since 2008. What can you attribute to these results?
Well, condos did well in October with a 13% increase in sales. In fact, in 10 months of 2016, we have seen 6 months with double-digit sales increases. Last year, we saw a 13.3% increase in sales. We will probably finish up with the best year for condo sales since 2008. They are an attractive option for first-time home buyers and for baby boomers looking to downsize. And the price is right. The median price of a condo is $162,500 so far this year. A single-family home costs $248,500.
All right. Well, thank you for that insight, Tim, and thanks for everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information on the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.